If you love bright colors, affordable furniture, and Swedish meatballs, you'll love the news, especially if you're an aficionado of the Allen wrench, those little metal rods you use to tighten bolts and screws and build it yourself tables and shelves. The Swedish furniture giant IKEA announced yesterday it will build a big box store, a very big box store at the 215 and Durango. Now, the one sour note is that it won't open for another 18 months, but to give you a small sample of what IKEA can be, we called Robin Siegel. She is a fan of the store. She recently published 50 Shades of IKEA. It contains 50 poems and stories, including an obituary inspired by IKEA and its products, and Robin Siegel joins us now. Robin, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you very much.
So what inspired you to write a book about IKEA?
Well, I was furnishing a large house for a quick rental, and I was in IKEA a lot, and I learned that that book, 50 Shades of Grey, was the quickest selling book in history, and I thought there should be an alternative. So I decided to write a family-friendly home furniture alternative. and to make it palatable, I wanted to do the exercise of writing in 50 different writing genres.
Okay, now you could have gone to numerous other big box stores to do this, though. So why was IKEA the store to inspire 50 Shades of IKEA?
Well, IKEA, I think it's more than a store. It's really a culture. It's food. It's a shopping. It's a very fun shopping experience for anyone who's never been to one. And I started shopping at them in my 20s. Actually, the first one that opened in the suburb of Philadelphia, I shopped at that one in 1988. And it's just a lot of fun. You go and you have a meal of meatballs or soup or they have nice cinnamon buns and whatever. And then you go through this incredible winding showroom. And you can sit on 50 chairs and lie on 20 beds and test everything. And it's all very Scandinavian, light, and simple, but not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The construction used to be not as high quality, and now, actually, I just saw in the news that this Billy bookcase, which came out in 1979, has just been redesigned so that they say that it's supposed to look less like a shop project.
I see. So if we were to take a tour of your house, how much IKEA furniture would we find in it?
Well, my own home has a bunch of pieces. I've moved pretty recently and inherited some things from my grandparents, which are not IKEA, of course, because they're too old. But one of my favorite pieces is an armchair, which is from IKEA. That's all I see. I never sit on the couch, which is not IKEA, but I sit all the time in my armchair with my dog and my two cats. We all fit. It's called Ektorp, and it's a wonderful line of chair and sofa, and they also have the fold-out. And I do sleep in an IKEA bed. It's a Tarva bed. And it's a double bed, and it was only $100. I put it together myself. It didn't take long because I had done 6 other ones for the rental house.
Ah, okay. So you had some experience with that assembly.
Yeah, I'm good with the.
You're good with the
hex. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good with the hex wrench.
The hex key. Yeah. There's a culture center in Sweden. I just went to IKEA headquarters when I was working on this book for just a couple of days, and they've got a. They have a new museum that's opening or just opened, but they also have a culture center, and they've got furniture showrooms from all the decades, and the front door of this building is made with these giant Allen wrenches. when you pull the handle, the pull doors, there's 2 Allen wrenches,
giant Allen wrenches, yeah. Now, at the same time, there are some negative stories about IKEA as well. You weren't irked by the fact that the founder of IKEA, Ingvar Kamprad, belonged once to the Swedish Nazi Party, or that some of the store restaurants sold meatballs made of horse meat. You got past all of that?
I did. I actually, when I went up to the headquarters, I was in a very, very rural, poor part of Sweden. And I would say that I think he was a member of the youth group during World War II,
mm-hmm.
or I think that's what it was. And you know what? A lot of people were. And he wasn't, it's not like he was in Berlin and he was serving for the SS. That's not what happened. And when, you know, he, I mean, many, many people were sympathizers at the time. And many, many fewer than the number of sympathizers actually served and committed war crimes. And so I think it was a product of the time. When he was confronted with it, I believe he gave $1 billion to charity and said it was the worst time of the worst thing he had ever done. And I don't think you can really do more than that.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think he's like a prosecutable war criminal by any means. And as for the horse meat, I think it's pretty, I mean, IKEA bought from meat salespeople. And, you know, being such a large corporation, as soon as this was pointed out, it's not like they tried to hide it. They corrected their ways. And I think that, I mean, I've been in various businesses and, you know, you do make mistakes. And I think it's all about the way that your character shows and the way that you correct your mistakes. Rather than never making a mistake.
Rather than not making them.
Yeah.
Now, IKEA, the store, is well known for the blue and yellow color scheme. It's something of a trademark. How did the blue and yellow trademark get to be so famous?
Well, I think it comes from the Swedish flag. And in one of my chapters called Legend, there's actually a legend of one of the kings of Sweden going to battle and seeing a gold cross in the blue sky. And that's apparently how the Swedish flag got its colors. And so I think that's how IKEA probably adopted its colors. But it's interesting that in the early days when the Swedish furniture community was boycotting IKEA, just for no reason other than it was very successful and it was underpricing them, because it, you know, it's always been a very efficient organization. The colors were red and white, which are the colors of the Danish flag. And, of course, the Danish furniture culture was really the artistic one. When you think of Scandinavian design, it really comes from the Danish design movement, especially the mid-century modern, which was happening right at the time that IKEA became successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because IKEA just started as Ingvar's delivery of, I think he sold, I think it was greeting cards and nails or really small things. He just went around on his bicycle, and he had a little shed in back of his father's house where he kept his inventory.
Hmm. Well, with the presence of 50 Shades of IKEA, if you've got it at hand, we would like you to read us one of the pieces from the book. Can you read the IKEA nursery rhyme?
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to give the poor dog a bone. When she came there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. Old Mother Hubbard had purchased her cupboard from some online guy named Ed. Ed's price was too high, which left Hubbard dry and left her poor dog underfed. Old Mother Hubbard will buy her next cupboard from a highly trusted source. She'll design it herself, not buy off the shelf. That source is IKEA, of course.
I gather this makes the IKEA company very, very happy to hear things like this.
Yeah, I did send copies out to various branches of IKEA, and I got a really nice letter back from the archivist in Sweden. He also sent me a nice letter and a miniature Billy bookshelf.
Miniature Billy bookshelf.
So yeah, it's something they sell there.
Yeah, yeah. After furnishing a new home with items purchased at IKEA, what's your favorite IKEA product? What's the one you're really proud of?
Well, I think I do love the Ektorp armchair because it's really comfortable. And I think one of my favorite things about it is that the armrests are so wide that you can sit on them. And, you know, people don't really think of that as a criterion for shopping, but people do love to sit on the armrest of chairs and couches. So it's giant. I mean, you could put books on it. You could balance food on it. Try not to spill. It's a great armchair.
Robin Siegel is an aficionado of IKEA, the Swedish furniture store that will open a new store in Las Vegas in 2016. She is also the author of 50 Shades of IKEA, and we've got a link to that book at knprnews.org. Robin Siegel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.